Welcome to a special educational edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. What with many school districts on year-round schedules, the traditional back-to-school right after the Labor Day holiday isn't as prevalent as it has been in the past, but nonetheless, we're going to devote this show to education, songs about learning, school, and college, starting with Ben Pollock and his orchestra and spreading knowledge around.
Thank you.
If you weren't tapping your toes to that tune, you better check your pulse. From Victor 22215, Charles Dornberger and his orchestra doing the Campus Capers. Charles Dornberger was born in New York City around 1900. Dornberger got his start with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, but after a time he formed his own band, which had its greatest success in Canada. The band recorded for Victor Records and did some musical shorts for Warner Brothers. Charlie primarily played saxophone, but also played clarinet, piano, accordion, and a number of other instruments. After retiring from the music business, Charlie opened a bar in Santa Ana, California called the Circus Tent. Charlie had been a pilot for approximately 9 years before he started his band. He died when the plane he was piloting crashed. And we started off this educational edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Ben Pollock and his orchestra and spreading knowledge around. Ben played drums and led the band, which included 20-year-old Harry James on trumpet and Irving Fazola on clarinet. That record will have its 64th birthday next Saturday. Here are a couple of songs about some students, namely Betty and Freddie.
Have a piece of pie.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
The goose is hanging. hanging high.
Helter, belter, skelter.
Latin is the bunk.
Have a cup of coffee.
And let those donuts dunk. Oh, here's to old Virginia, Ohio, and Purdue. And here's to you, Professor, a great big kiss for you.
Beta, beta, kappa.
Let's pass the cake around to Freddie the freshman, the freshest kid in town. Hula Bula, he goes to school, just a fool, he loves to fool, sarsaparilla, citronella, he's a swella, swella fella.
Row, row, I cha cha.
That's his college yell. Baggy pants, crazy dance, it's pretty, can you tell?
The freshest kid in town, Freddie the Freshman, Gene Cardos and his orchestra from November 13, 1931. Freddie the Freshman was written by Cliff Friend and David Oppenheim. Cliff Friend was the author of songs with such whimsical titles as Two Little, New Little, Blue Little Eyes, Just Give Me a June Night, The Moonlight and You, and Ooh, Ernest, Are You Ernest with Me? And Phil Spitalny told us about another student, Betty Coed, from a Hit of the Week cardboard record recorded in August 1930. Scrappy Lambert provided the vocal on that one. We'll return with some collegiate songs right after this. Many of you may have heard Waring's Pennsylvanians' version of Collegiate, but here's a version by a lesser-known territory band, the Four Robinson Carolina Club Orchestra. F-O-O-R-Robinson. There's only one known copy of this record. It was recorded at the George Vanderbilt Hotel in Asheville, North Carolina, not exactly a hotbed of recording activity, on September 1, 1925, and was released in England in 1926. The label lists William Truesdale as the director, but nothing is known about him or who Four and or Robinson were or was. In any case, here's a nice hot version of Collegiate.
Thank you. that collegiate fanny on the phone. Listen, honey, to my moan. You had better be alone, sweetheart. No more bashfulness for me. Since I found this recipe, college love's the thing for me, sweetheart. You have a way of careful petting that perfection. So in a moment, I'll be going in your direction. Where's my slicker? All aboard. Be that quicker than a Ford. Collegiate Fanny, you're the one for me.
Has two stars on Hollywood Boulevard? Who is listed in Ripley's Believe It or Not as the only major band leader who did not sing, play an instrument, or even read music? Who performed over 600 shows for the troops during World War II, more than anyone else, even Bob Hope? Who had a weekly radio show with an audience bigger than the Super Bowl? Why, it was Kay Kaiser. Kay Kaiser and his orchestra and Collegiate Fanny from 1929. And before that, the Four Robinson Carolina Club Orchestra and Collegiate. And where else can you possibly hear such records but here on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison, each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 in Avalon. Here are two more Collegiate songs. We just heard about Collegiate Fanny. Well, Collegiate Fanny better watch out, because Harry Reaser's syncopators are going to tell us about that ladies' man, Collegiate Sam.
No, you'll find this fella on any campus.
Who?
Collegiate Sam. He wears a whoopee hat, and goodness knows he don't use garters on his hose. Ain't he the ladies' man, Collegiate Sam? He's got a Dunhill pipe and a fancy vest, a perfect type for an old gold test. Ain't he the ladies' man, Collegiate Sam? And though he couldn't pass a French or Greek exam, what he could do to any chic exam. I've heard it said on good authority, he'd wreck a whole sorority, that red-hot ladies' man, Collegiate Sam. Everything.
Collegiate.
He walks and talks.
Collegiate.
He eats and sleeps.
Collegiate.
Collegiate through and through. His ties are all.
Collegiate.
His shoes are all.
Collegiate.
His clothes are all.
Collegiate.
Collegiate through and through. His raccoon coat.
His raccoon coat.
His alley cat.
His alley cat.
They threw it out.
They threw him out.
Of every friend.
Outside some.
He finds them in.
Collegiate.
He loves them in.
Collegiate.
But he leaves them in.
Collegiate.
Collegiate through and through.
the boy from college. How I do it, well, if you only knew it, there's really nothing to it, and I'll confess it all.
Get yourself a hunk of tin to take the girl he's riding in for that collegiate love. If you want to get her goat, you'll have to buy a raccoon coat for that collegiate love. Paint some crazy pictures on your slicker
and buy a can of Sterno, that's collegiate liquor.
Let your socks hang on the ground. The girls will follow you around for that collegiate love.
Ted Weems and his orchestra and Collegiate Love. Ted Weems was born September 26, 1901, in Pitcairn, Pennsylvania, and played violin and trombone. His band played mostly in the Chicago area, but in 1929 they gained national recognition with their hit novelty song Piccolo Pete. The band's biggest hit was Heartaches, featuring the whistling of Elmo Tanner. It was recorded in 1933, but went nowhere until a North Carolina DJ started playing it in 1947, and it became a national hit. Ted Weems died at age 61 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on May 6, 1963. I'm Glenn Robison, and you are demonstrating extraordinarily good taste in listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL. Your requests and feedback are welcome, and you now have three ways to get in touch with the show. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or you can send postal mail to Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can now call, area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I hope to hear from you. We'll continue this educational edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with some Ivy League songs right after this. Adrian Schubert had a long career as musical director for Plaza, which included the Banner, Imperial, Regal, and Domino record labels. Later on, he was musical director for Crown. He made hundreds of records of all kinds. Here is Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra and Harvard Hop.
Thank you. begins to moan, get your partner, don't be left alone. Be right on top, doing a Harvard hop. When you hear that moaning melody, show the world how happy you can be. Don't ever stop doing the Harvard hop. All the students in the college do it. They could never graduate unless they knew it. Pick a girl who knows her P's and Q's. Buy yourself a brand new pair of shoes. Don't be a flop doing the Harvard hop.
Thank you.
Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians recording for Victor in New York on January 4, 1928, and the Yale Blues. The record credits Fred Waring, Bill Townsend, Francis Foster, and Fred Culley with the vocal refrain, but apparently the band overlooked the lyric. I didn't hear any vocal refrain, did you? And before the Yale Blues, we heard Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra, with Scrappy Lambert vocalizing on Harvard Hop, recorded July 1, 1930. Don't be a flop, do the Harvard Hop. Well, we've had a lot of songs about school activities, but not much about what school is supposed to be all about, that is, learning. But here's Chick Bullock to tell us what he's learned.
Somebody's kiss could bring a world of bliss, ah, but I've learned. Who could ever guess that someone's fond caress could bring the happiness for which I've yearned? Or that two loving eyes could thrill me to the skies, ah, but I've learned. You're the one who taught me, dear, you brought my heaven near, I love you so. More than you know, and I wouldn't trade a thing with millionaire or king. I'm on a throne all of my own. Life's a serenade, and for the prayers I've made, I'm sure that I've been paid more than I've earned. Because I never knew that you would love me too. Ah, but I've learned.
He's just a word about freshmen. We're glad we're not freshmen. We're out of that sphere. Now that we're sophomores, regular sophomores, good times. We're gonna have good times. Our heyday is here. Our yearly prom is coming round, and that's not all. Most most every co-ed will be found down at the ball. We planned a lot for this, we're kinda hot for this big night. We'll make it a big night, the dance of the year. Go and get a girl, then make a date with her. Don't be late with her, you'll be great with her when you introduce her down at the sophomore prom.
Rah, rah, rah.
Every girlie's rib should have an arm about. If there's harm about, sing a song and shout. Eat the salafa, you're at the sophomore prom.
Rah, 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 rah.
It's not a night for chronic gaylers. It's not a night for peaceful sailors. But what a night for gin inhalers. Oh, lo-do-de-um. How do we get home? We don't know how we do. Who the heck says we do? What if we do? Everything is maybe down at the sophomore prom.
Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies and Sophomore Prom. Arthur Fields taking the vocal honors on that recording made in New York on September 4th, 1929. That record just had its 71st birthday. And before that, Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, a pseudonym for an Ed Kirkaby band, and a Gene Cardos arrangement of Ah, But I've Learned. Chick Bullock provided the vocal on that recording on the Mellotone label, made in New York on November 10, 1932. Chick Bullock was born in Nebraska in 1905 and was a house vocalist for the American Recording Company in the 1930s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 in Avalon. We'll return to hear from Fats Waller, Johnny Davis, Arthur Pryor, and the Six Jumping Jacks on this back-to-school edition of Rapidly Rotating Records right after this. Arthur Pryor was born on September 22, 1870, in St. Joseph, Missouri, where his father was the town's bandmaster. Taking lessons from his father, he learned to play a number of instruments, including piano and valve trombone. While in his teens, he switched to the slide trombone, and in the 1890s, he won fame as the first trombonist in John Philip Sousa's band. He became Sousa's assistant conductor in 1895, and because Sousa himself didn't like recording, Pryor served as conductor for most of the band's recordings before he left in 1903 to form his own military band. Pryor composed hundreds of songs. Here's Arthur Pryor's band from December 7th, 1909, and the African 400, An Educated Rag.
Thank you. smarty. Though I'm not quite as smart as you, I can teach you a thing or two. Smarty, smarty, don't you know you should hold me tight? Can't you tell when you met me right? Pop, 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 party, yes. Oh, you think you know every star up above? Huh, that's all you know about. Still you're in need of a few lessons, baby, in love. I ain't telling you nothing wrong, smarty. Can't you see if you had a heart? You can learn to be twice as smart. Smarty, come here. Yeah, you know it all, smarty. Yeah, I mean it, yes I do, tricky thing. You thought you tricked me? Hey, hey, nix, nix.
Oh, you tricky thing. Fats Waller and Smarty. Thomas Wright Waller was the son of a Baptist minister and learned to play the organ in church with his mother. In 1918, he won a talent contest playing James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout, which he learned from watching a piano player play the song. He would later take piano lessons from Johnson himself. He started his recording career in 1922 and made a living playing rent parties, as an organist at movie theaters, and as an accompanist for various vaudeville acts. In 1927, he co-wrote a couple of tunes with his old piano teacher, James P. Johnson, for his show, Keep Shufflin'. 2 years later, Waller wrote the score for the Broadway hit Hot Chocolates, with lyrics supplied by his friend Andy Razaf. The show featured Louis Armstrong and introduced Fats' most famous song, Ain't Misbehavin'. Fats Waller's big break occurred at a party given by George Gershwin in 1934, where he delighted the crowd with his piano playing and singing. An executive of Victor Records who was at the party was so impressed that he arranged for Fats to record with the company. This arrangement would continue until Waller's death in 1943. Most of the records he made were released under the name of Fats Waller and His Rhythm, a group of around half a dozen musicians who worked with him regularly. Throughout the 1930s and early 40s, Fats was a star of radio and nightclubs and toured Europe. He died unexpectedly of pneumonia on board a train near Kansas City, Missouri, in December 1943. And before Fats, we had Arthur Pryor's band from 1909 and the African 400, an educated rag, on Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL-FM 88.7 in Avalon. We're going to wrap up this education edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with two more college songs. Here's Johnny Davis and his orchestra and College Rhythm. Thank you.
fingers, walk around a bit, shake your shoulders, go to town a bit. When it's gotcha, you'll get hotcha, that's college rhythm. Tilt your skirt or tilt your pants a bit. First you strut and then you dance a bit. Do it low down, hidey-ho town, that's college rhythm. Sway, and then you'll stop, and then you'll hop, and then you just must add a little rumble. It's so easy, there's no trick in it. Learn it quick and get the kick in it. All the world will soon be doing it. Hey, professor, yes, sir, that's college rhythm.
Thank you.
Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and He Ain't Never Been in College. The unmistakable voice of Tommy Stax on the vocal. Harrison Franklin Reaser was born in Piqua, Ohio on January 17, 1896. His parents realized that young Harry had perfect pitch and natural musical talent. His parents had a small guitar made for him, and he was playing it at social gatherings by age 8. He also received formal training in piano, violin, and cello. He decided on a musical career at age 16 when he got a job playing piano at a summer resort in Rhea Springs, Tennessee. At about age 20, he became interested in the banjo and quickly mastered the instrument. Next week, I'll play one of Harry's solo banjo recordings. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you've even learned a little something. After all, it was the back-to-school show. I'd like to learn what you think of the show and any song or topic requests that you might have. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can now give me a call directly at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. Next week's show will feature songs about canines and kisses, among other things. Not kisses from canines, but kisses and canines. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday at 6 right here on KISL FM 88.7 here in Avalon, and I do thank you for your very kind attention.